blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born a Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not, then, said the angel, let nothing you affright. This day is born a Savior of a pure virgin bride, to free all those who trust in him from Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all others doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings. Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
I'm going to move into a space of adoration the next couple songs. Just want to encourage you to take whatever posture that looks like for you. Just a reminder that our altars are open.
Oh, come let us adore.
dearest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful.
Dearest Father,
dearest Father, closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful. Closest friend, most beautiful, most beautiful.
One thing I desire, only this I seek, just to dwell here forever.
This will be my posture, laying at your feet. Your love has stayed. that we thought were dead, breathing in life again. You caused your sun to shine on darkest nights. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one now our hearts adore. Hopeless have found their hope. The orphans now have found its place in you. You lift your weary head. You make us strong instead. You took these rags and made us beautiful. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be our anthem song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one now our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we our affection, our devotion, put out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, put out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, put out on the feet of Jesus. Our affection, our devotion, poured out on the feet of Jesus. We love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one now our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Oh, our hearts adore.
Sing that one more time. Jesus, we love you.
Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one now our hearts adore. Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love. You are the one now our hearts adore.
So even in this moment, if we would just take a few more moments just to be able to express to him the reasons that we love and adore him. We've sung about so many of them, but there are so many more. And so whether it's just silently in your heart, if you want to turn those words of affection and adoration to him, do that personally and privately. If you're one who wants to call some of those out, invite you to do that. But let's just sit in this for a few more moments and just personally and corporately express our adoration and our love to Jesus. Jesus, you are the most glorious, beautiful one. You are the matchless one. There is no one who compares to you. You are all-powerful, yet have humbled yourself, even to the point of death on a cross. We adore you and exalt you as the one whose name is higher than every name, as the one that every knee will bow before and every tongue will confess that you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we honor you by acknowledging your glory and your lordship this morning over our lives, over our church, over this entire world. We give it to you today, for you are the beautiful one, the glorious one, the matchless one. Jesus, we love you. We love you. In your name, we pray these things. Amen and amen. Before you are seated, if you would open a Bible, if you have one, to the book of Philippians, to Philippians chapter 1. And as you would open there, the children would be dismissed from kindergarten through sixth grade for children's church this morning. And we bless the children as they go to their time. And there's expectation of what the Lord would speak to them as we would stand in expectation of what the Lord would speak to us. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. Paul writes this, "I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you would share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ Jesus, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word.